Hi, I'm Jack with RFS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
So back here in the Branson Arena on the lovely campus of Branson High School, Lady Bombers find themselves down 35-29 as we head to the fourth quarter. Excellent game so far from Priscilla Williams, the future Syracuse player, the future Orangeman, Orange woman, I guess. The Lady Bombers are clinging to a six-point lead as we're ready to roll. Lady Pirates will have the ball to start off the fourth period. The Grimm walking it up, guarded by Martin. They're going to run a play as they get it to Lashley. Trying to get it to Williams. She's fully denied. Over to Grimm. Over to Priscilla Williams. Now going to go to her left. Met by two Lady Bombers. Puts up the 10-footer. Won't go. AG, another rebound. Anna Grace gets it to Martin. Martin has it now. On the Branson logo. Of course, this is the championship game of the Branson Battle of the Border. Gilbert back to Martin. Martin over to the left side. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert. Get past Jackson, almost picked off. Jackson's going to go inside, kicked it back out to Gilbert. Gilbert now working to her right. Cradle layup, won't go. There's a whistle. And depending if they call that on the floor or on the shot, that'll be on number one, the Lady Pirates, Chloe Grimm, as they'll call that, on the floor. As Emily Payne will come back into the ballgame, replacing Leah Jackson. To get it into Yates, and she'll take the contact, and there's a whistle. And Addison Yates will shoot a couple free throws. Fouls on number 10, Haley Lashley. Be her first foul. As Addison Yates at the free throw line, first one off the heel of the iron. The second one is good. So the Lady Bombers now up 36-29 with about 7 minutes remaining. It's pushed ahead. They get it to Lashley over the left side to Grimm, and the pass is picked off. Martin going to her right. Now crossover dribble back inside. Picks up her dribble, kicks it out. Kate Gilbert thought about a three. Over to Martin in the left corner. Gets a screen from Gilbert. Back to Gilbert. She wants the three now. It'll be long off the right side of the backboard. And Branson with the rebound. Here comes Williams pushing ahead. She's going to pull up for the three, rattle around, but Foreman's there to pick up the rebound. Martin has it across the half-court stripe. Started by Grimm. Martin has it now. She'll get it inside to Foreman. Foreman off the window. Good. Great feed from Emma Martin to get Anna Grace Foreman in the bucket. And the Lady Bombers starting to pull away a little bit. It's now a 9-point lead. Williams now guarded by Gilbert. She's going to go to her left. Spin move. And it's a lot of contact. And we'll have a whistle. And I believe that'll be on Kay Gilbert. It will be. It'll be on Kay. Be her second foul. As it sends Priscilla Williams to the free throw line. First one, no good. Knew it as soon as she shot it. She started to walk away as soon as she released it. As they'll bring back Harley Hodges and Tabitha Williams back in for the Lady Pirates. So Williams will shoot the second one. Left that one short. First one was long. This one was short. Trying to make an adjustment. Made too much of an adjustment. She missed him. Martin has it now to left side Payne. Payne now back to Martin. Martin picks up her dribble to the right side Gilbert. Gilbert's going to put it on the deck, met by two Lady Pirates. Now she's between the circles over to Martin. Pass looks like it was intended for Payne, but Payne comes up with it anyway. Payne inside to Foreman. Tipped right back to Yates. They kick it out to Gilbert to the left side. Gilbert driving inside, gets it to Yates. Power dribble. to the rim. A lot of contact, no whistle. Lost it. Then Lady Bombers come up with it. Foreman tried to put it off the glass. Wouldn't go. Yates the offensive rebound. Yates kicked it back out to Gilbert. Inside. Back to Yates for the lay-in. Kind of a scary look at possession, but it ended up good for the Lady Bombers as they are now up 42-29. 5:15 left in this ballgame. Here at the Branson Battle of the Border, of course, the Lady Bombers and Bombers will head to Cabot next week as the pass is thrown away by Grimm. Was intended for Tabitha Williams, and we'll have a timeout. We'll take one with them. Be a full timeout. Lady Bombers currently leading 42-29 with 5:09 remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, one of the big shopping capitals of the Midwest, Lady Bombers currently leading 42-29, 5:09 remaining in the ballgame. Branson just took a timeout, tried to slow down this run. Martin has it ahead. To Gilbert. Gilbert tried to get it to Yates. Knocked away, but Gates tipped it away, and it'll go right to Leah Jackson. Leah Jackson is fouled. Be on Chloe Grimm. So a turnover led to another turnover, and the Lady Bombers end up with it again. Down to 4:50 remaining in the ballgame. Martin dribbling to her left. Over to Jackson. Jackson back to her right. Picks up her dribble to Yates in the short corner. Along the baseline. Into Foreman. Foreman hook shot off the window. Rattled in. A lot of spin on that. Looks like it was going to be short, but it took some funky spin and bounced in. So Lady Bombers leading 42-29. As ball skipped to Tabitha Williams. Williams tried to get it into her sister. She does. Priscilla knocks it in off the window. And the lead is back down to 11. Martin has it. Looking. Just going to hold it. A couple of jab steps. Now to the right. Leah Jackson. Jackson. Over to Gilbert. Over to Martin. Now to the left side. Center of the ball. Jackson between the circles. Now Martin between the circles. Over to Gilbert in the left corner. She'll go past her girl. Be a whistle along the baseline. It'll be on Harley Hodges, be her third, as it'll send Kate Gilbert to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. Gilbert with 10 points this afternoon. Looking for her 11th and 12th. She gets the 11th, gets the first one. Gilbert with a nice afternoon. Hits the second free throw. She's got 12 points so far. And the Lady Bombers up 44-31. 3:50 left in the ballgame. Williams across the half-court stripe. Then on a switch by Martin. Now Gilbert's guarding her again. As the ball's fed inside to Grimm. Grimm got it to go over Foreman. As we have a whistle and a timeout. Be taken by Branson. The Lady Bombers currently leading 44-33 with 3:37 remaining in the ballgame. We'll take a timeout with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here in Branson, Lady Bombers leading 44-33, 3:37 left on the game clock here in this game as Martin will give it to Gilbert. Gilbert gets the screen from Foreman. As they get it back to Yates, over to the right side, Martin. Martin almost lost it out of bounds. Martin will push ahead to the left side, driving inside with the left hand off the window, good. Emma Martin, first bucket since the first quarter, and she's up to 7 points. As it's inside to Davis, and Davis gets the hook shot to go for the Lady Pirates. Sydney Davis with her first bucket of the afternoon. Lady Pirates cut the lead to 11. Under the three-minute mark, Lady Bombers leading 46-35. Martin with it now. Crossover dribble back to her left. Up top to Foreman. To the left side, Gilbert. Gilbert had a screen from Foreman waiting, but instead she'll take it herself. Throws it off the glass and good. Kate Gilbert, 14 points this afternoon. And the Lady Bombers extend the lead once again. As they try to get into Grimm, Grimm missed the layup. Martin comes up with it. Martin with Grimm on her hip. Centers the ball. Standing on the Branson logo. Now wanting to run out some clock. Martin's going to go to her right. Now she's going to go back in. Kicks it out. Kate Gilbert. Out to Anna Grace Foreman, feet on the three-point line. To the left corner is Martin. Emma's going to dribble back out to the top and hand it off to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert now dribbling to her left. Crossover dribble over to Yates to the right side. Martin was wide open. Thought about it but didn't take it. Yates thought about two from top of the key. She'll shot big, go inside, give it to Anna Grace for the 15-footer. That won't go. It was a high-arcing shot. Williams comes up with it. Williams driving, takes the contact off the window, won't go, left it long. And it's rebounded by Kate Gilbert, and she was fouled. So that foul will be on Priscilla Williams. It'll be her fourth foul, and it'll send Kate Gilbert to the free throw line. Lady Bombers still in the single bonus. They won't be in the double bonus for two more fouls. As Emily Payne will come in, get Leah Jackson a breather. And Kara Spinning will come get Tabitha Williams for the Lady Pirates. Kate Gilbert at the free throw line. First free throw, good. She'll get the second one. Lady Bombers were in the 1-1. They still are. Second free throw, rattled around, hit every part of the rim, bounced in finally. She hit the second free throw. Lady Bombers now leading 52-35. Closing in on a championship here in the Branson Battle of the Borders. Williams. Jumper is short. Minute 30 left in the ball game. Martin has it now. Just dribbling the ball. Over to Gilbert. Feet on the Branson logo. She'll push to her left. Picks up her dribble. Back to Yates. Puts it on the deck. Inside to Foreman. Lost the handle. And it's a foul. Looked like it was an offensive foul now by Davis, but she got away with it. Davis pushes it ahead to Spinning. Spinning go back to Davis. Davis looking inside about the right elbow. Now she'll kick it out. Riveros. Williams puts up the deep three. Hit off the front of the rim. Yates tried to come up with it, and we have a whistle and a foul. As it'll be against Addison Yates. Interesting call. Didn't look like she did anything out of the ordinary, as Anna Grace Foreman will take a seat. Her afternoon is done. An excellent afternoon for her as she finished with 16 points. And, again, she's in double digits in rebounds, as it'll be Haven Klinger that'll come get her. Haven Klinger and Emily Payne also back into the ballgame, as Priscilla Williams went into the lane. Looked like she took some contact, but she flopped against the floor. No whistle. Be out of bounds. Branson will have it back, as Annie Norcross will come get Kate Gilbert. Kate Gilbert, another good performance this afternoon with 16 points. Her and Anna Grace Foreman likely done for the afternoon as they get it in. Three-pointer on the way. That was by spinning. It's an air ball as Williams touched out of bounds. Very frustrated. She hits the wall. As Leah Jackson will come in, she'll get Emma Martin out of the ballgame. She's likely done for the afternoon as well, as Haley Lashley will come in as well for the Branson Lady Pirates. She'll come replace Priscilla Williams, who had an excellent afternoon. 23 points for the 6'3 senior who is committed to Syracuse University, as the Lady Bombers will likely just wait for something that's wide open, or they'll just not shoot it at all, as Payne gets a screen from Martin. Payne's going to back it out now. Payne to the right side. Back to the left. Crossover dribble. Made her fall. They get inside. Abby Martin, couple dribbles. Inside off the window. It's good. Abby Martin in the book. Gets the layup to go. And the Lady Bombers can see it now as Williams gets it up top. The spinning. Spinning puts up the three. It'll be long. Jackson comes up with the rebound. Jackson pushing ahead. Goes to her right. As we have a whistle, and Leah's going to shoot a couple more free throws, put a nice cherry on top this one. Be on Tabitha Williams. 8.5 seconds remaining in this ball game. Leah Jackson will shoot a 1-1. First one off the heel of the iron. Norcross almost got a hand on it. It'll go off Leah's knee and out of bounds. Lady Bombers will lose it. Branson will come get it. 5.5 remaining in the ballgame. Branson's just going to walk it up, and the Lady Bombers have come to Branson, Missouri. They are the 2019 Branson Battle of the Border champions. We'll come back, check the stats. Lady Bombers win 52-35. They are the Branson Battle of the Border champions. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust RVS. Watch me attempt more goals at rvs.com/experts.